Shiloh, when they fought the Battle of Shiloh, they took the rebel flag. And it's hanging in a museum in either Iowa. I believe it's Iowa. It's hanging in a museum in Iowa. Now the Mississippi folks want that rebel flag back. They say that it belongs to them. And the man in fact said it belongs to us because we won the battle and took the flag. And he said, now if they come back and try to get it, I'm going to get my cannon out again. I said, well, if they won the battle, they ought to have it. So anyway, they got it.
So if you wanted to insult one of these people with French ancestry, you'd call them Cajun.
That's right, and I had a real good friend that was one, and I'd call him my damn Cajun. And he'd do his face, and he'd take it. They have real black eyes, dark complexion. And, well, they just born from French and white ancestors. That's a mixture of it.
Was there anything that they called themselves?
No.
We just call them that. They
have funny ways of cooking.
They're good on cooking.
Yeah, they know how to cook. But they'll throw a mixture together of crawfish and... they call it gumbo, you know, and stuff like that. They cook stuff like that.
Yeah.
What would be in a good gumbo?
Oh, they put okra and any kind of seafood they got, and tomatoes and celery, and just make up some of the fillet. You know, it's the fillet that they put in fillet gumbo is made from the sassafras leaves, and it's powdered real fine. And you don't use much of it because if you do, well, you're in trouble. It's too much. And it just looks like dirt in it, but it's good stuff to eat over rice.
They know how to fix it.
They really know how to cook it. They make chicken gumbo. Just whatever they got to. They can take a few things and just make a pot full of that stuff.
That's good.
So a regular gumbo wouldn't be particularly highly seasoned?
No, not unless you want to put the fillet in it. And it wouldn't be fillet gumbo unless you put the fillet in it. Fillet. What did the guy fillet leaves? What it is?
There was some kind of spice.
That is the sassafras leaves. Come from the sassafras leaves.
Well, I wonder if you insulted a Cajun, if you might say anything to you that would be the equivalent of Cajun.
Oh, you know what they call us, don't you?
Oh, no.
The rednecks.
Rednecks.
Because we're from the hills.
We're from the hills, from North Mississippi.
Right.
So if somebody calls you a redneck, you
can hear something. Oh, hillbilly.
Yeah.
That's what they call us, hillbillies and rednecks.
Have you ever heard any terms other than redneck or hillbilly is used to insult somebody from around here? Have you ever heard the word podunk?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means he's just around country, back from nowhere, back the end of the road. The last place going the other way.
Have you ever heard somebody called a Hoosier?
A Hoosier?
Right.
Indiana.
Is that
if you're from Indiana, you're from the Hoosier State.
The Hoosier State.
Do people around here use that word much?
Not a lot. Show me state is Missouri. You know, people say, well, if you tell them something they don't believe, they say, well, okay, you got to be shown, you're from Missouri. You're from Missouri, you got to be shown. That's a show me state.
Now, you said that you have lived here in this county all your life, right?
All my life, right. I'm 67, we'll be 68 in December. I was born 1909 out east of Youngstown in the house that my grandfather lived in. Was his aunt belonged to him.
And that you say it's Guntown?
Out east of Guntown.
That's in Lee County.
That's right. Now, years and years ago, this county, Lee County, was Itawamba and Pontotoc. Pontotoc's on the west of us and Itawamba on the east of us. Well, it was just all one county, but now I don't remember the date on that. Now, my son did a research paper on that when he was doing his graduate work, the history of Lee County. And, of course, he has the dates on that, but I can't tell you that. But it was then after that, there's 82 counties in Mississippi. But at that time, I have a map somewhere that had the original counties. I don't remember just how many there were. But it was all of this part from Itawamba to Pontotoc. The end of it was Pontotoc and Itawamba. And then they divided it and put Lee in the center of it. Now, Itawamba's an Indian name. There was an old chief by the name of Chief Itawamba. Pontotoc's an Indian name. We have a lot of counties in Mississippi, that, especially around in the hills. Chickasaw, Choctaw, Tallahatchie. That's Indian names that originally.
Could you spell the name of the place here in Lee County you were born from?
Guntown.
Guntown. G-U-N-T-O-W.